Okay.
Coffee's so goddamn
good.
Shut up about your fucking coffee.
Try you real bitch ass nigga, man. Fuck the whole entire country of Russia. All my mama niggas. Y'all bumming. And it's some shitty y'all some bitches, nigga. Fuck Russia. Puss ass nigga.
Vladimir Putin, you a bitch. Vladimir Putin, you a hoe.
Who made Vladimir this? Poon, I don't know. Man, it's like Kendrick.
It's the hard part six.
Vladimir Putin, you a bitch. Vladimir Putin, you a hoe.
Ugly as shit. Vladimir Putin, you really a bitch. Vladimir Putin, you a hoe.
You a hoe.
Vladimir Putin, you a bitch. Vladimir Putin, you a hoe.
You a hoe.
And Russia.
Wait till he gets to the verse.
Are they like blasting this in Ukraine?
I hope in the tank.
By FUBU Banks. How'd you find this?
Someone sent it to me.
I don't play Tetris because it's Russian.
I don't play Tetris.
I don't have respect for none of them Russians. You got blue eyes and got blonde hair. Stay away. Stay away. I don't have respect for none of them Russians. Vladimir Putin, you a bitch. Vladimir Putin, you a hoe. Vladimir Putin, you a bitch.
I already know the words. Vladimir catchy as hell.
It's good, yeah.
Great.
I've only listened to it once.
You think it's like in the 40s that, like, you think like Nat King Cole would have had like a diss track to like Germany?
You're a window licker.
I hope you die.
It's like,
have yourself a merry little chamber.
Yeah, that's his pro Nat King Cole.
He hates it.
Like, I moved to Beverly Hills and they still lit fucking crucifixes on fire in my yard, so I hate Jews now too.
Man. So what is this, Richie? This is Lori Lightfoot.
Just play it. I wouldn't tell Devin what it is.
Defamation lawsuit filed against the city of Chicago and Mayor Lori Lightfoot. The politically explosive complaint alleging Lightfoot blocked a potential compromise with Italian Americans over the controversial Columbus statue.
Some of the explicit language in the court documents is
doing Columbus shit, huh?
Yeah. WGN's Julian Cruz.
And it just gets
Chicago's
better and better.
Italy community with reaction. Julian.
Well, Dina and Ray, Italian-American community leaders
this guy.
Say that if the allegations are true, they're deeply disappointed with the mayor, who is accused of making extremely offensive and vulgar remarks about Italian-Americans back in October during a private Zoom session at City Hall with a Park District lawyer and others.
God, look at her. She is a champion.
Are you going to talk to the Italian-American community? Lori Lightfoot not taking questions after a downtown event in the wake of a defamation lawsuit.
Just wait till you get to what she
Cook
said.
County Circuit
Let's just watch the whole thing. It's only like 3 minutes.
Former Park District Deputy Counsel George Smirniotis.
And I was just flabbergasted.
Community just leader flabbergasted.
They all look the same.
I mean, I'm
every one of these Italians upset just looks like my fucking testicles.
Over last fall's Columbus, I mean, I'm just trying to get a beef dip, after and I hear American about what the mayor said.
The city,
it's terrible.
To reach a compromise with the park district in order to display a Columbus.
What about the Italians?
Huh? For just an American hero.
Santa Maria
would be.
A great Italian-American, Christopher Columbus.
Columbus Day Parade, because our community was bruised. We felt slapped in the face.
Oh, shit, there was like a big riot?
No, this was...
In 2020, unrest over the
they got Silvio down there.
Yeah.
Columbus, a controversial figure to many for what historians say was a brutal subjugation of Native Americans. As a result, Chicago's mayor ordering the removal of...
You
got
to crack
Columbus
a few eggs to discover America.
But in what the lawsuit alleges was a profanity-laced Zoom call with the mayor last October,
here
the Park
go,
District's
baby.
Deputy Counsel bearing the allegedly defamatory brunt of a mayoral tirade. You bleeps. What
you
the
dicks, what the
you
fuck
thinking?
Were you thinking? You make some kind of secret
said,
agreement with Italians? You're out there measuring your dicks with the Italians, seeing who's got the biggest dick. This is the mayor.
He's the most Italian person in that room.
Yeah.
It gets better.
Today's gathering of the council.
Tell me she says Guinea.
Lori Lightfoot is obviously Sicilian.
Oh, it gets better.
American Islamic relations verbally attacking then Park District lawyer George Smirniotis on the Zoom call, according to the lawsuit. Where did you go to law school? She's alleged to have said.
Did you even go to law school? Lori Lightfoot looks like a bunch of children, like, stacked on top of each other in like a trench coat.
Have you ever? I know Devin's never seen it, but have you ever seen Akira?
No.
You know, oh, fuck. There's like these characters in it that look, they're like little babies, but old. Mm-hmm. That's what she looks like.
She looks like a like an old baby. Yeah, it is. She looks, like a little looks so old strange.
Baby. I love her.
She's a fascinating public figure.
I love her.
Really is.
I love her.
Do you even have a law license?
The next set of quotes.
Claiming that Lightfoot damaged his reputation with allegedly false and outrageous statements calling his professional integrity into question.
A reaction of one, wait, one didn't of even play the best part. Surprise that the mayor would use that language.
Maybe it's next.
Referring to the Italian Americans.
Enrico Marabelli says the allegedly crude and disrespectful references to private parts said to have been delivered by the mayor, extremely hurtful to Italian Americans.
Listen to this. Here.
Well, I think if we learn anything from this, we learn that if you have a conversation about privates, it doesn't always remain private.
The mayor allegedly adding, I am trying to keep Chicago police officers from being shot, and you were trying to get them shot. My bleep
my
is
dick.
Bigger than yours and the Italians.
My dick is bigger than yours.
I have the biggest bleep in Chicago.
I have the biggest dick in Chicago. Oh, my God. She is insane.
I feel like she got possessed by fucking, who's the fucking union leader?
Fucking, missing guy from The Irishman. Jeez, why can't I think of his fucking name right now?
Holy shit.
This is terrible. Played by Al Pacino.
Played by Al Pacino.
Oh my God.
The goddamn fucking...
He was from Chicago, right?
Yes.
Hoffa. Jimmy Hoffa. Jesus Christ.
She woke up Jimmy Hoffa.
She's at City Hall, and she broke Jimmy Hoffa's mirror or a painting, and then the spirit went into her.
Yeah, no, she's like, solidarity! Solidarity! I have the biggest dick in Chicago! Solidarity!
She rocks, man. That's cool.
That's crazy. I wish she was our mayor.
I know.
She's gay, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's a lesbian. Fuck
it. Yeah. She probably has a dick somehow.
Yeah. She's got one of those pump up ones.
She's a nut job. She like writes like Yelp reviews like in the city, and she's like, "Fuck this place."
Really?
She's the mayor.
Rocks. She's so
she wrote a
cool.
Yelp review for a car service that like picked her up one time, and then they responded.
Oh shit!
It was crazy. Here, hold on.
What a gal.
Biggest dick in Chicago.
Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah, and then she also was, like, fining this car dealership because, like, I forget. It was, like, something anti-COVID or they, like, their safe got I don't even remember what the story
was.
Could
you have gone on the louder than
so she goes. So she goes, she gives it a one-star VIP limousine. She goes, I would never use VIP limo again. Driver Carlo showed up early for our pickup. A good sign, right? Turned out not be so. She also can't, like, spell or type. Carlo shows up and wants to use our bathroom. A little strange, but fine. Turns out he pisses in our toilet and does not have the courtesy to put down the toilet seats. Beginning of the end. We were going to the United Center. Carlos clearly has no idea who to get there. She meant how. He is totally reliant on whacked GPS system that has him driving his huge Cadillac Escalade stretch down extremely narrow neighborhoods going in route that made no sense. And with my big dick, we had a lot of problems. I had to take over and give him clear directions to get to the expressway. Apparently that was totally emasculating to him. But how says my GPS says I should get off a division of the expressway when we are going by? It's just, it's insane.
Well, the thing is she's already been like, you didn't put the seat down, so she's just like a pissed off lesbian.
Yeah.
And then emasculating,
She's like, I'm a middle-aged woman, not some dumb kid from his misogynistic worldview. I, of course, gave it to him, and his response was to rudely close the window divider while I was still talking.
Carlos rocks.
This guy was a complete a-hole, stupid, terrible driver, and a complete jerk on top of it. Cannot believe he is employed, and I would never use this service again while he is there.
Was she mayor at the time?
I don't know.
You gotta think no.
This was 2017.
Right?
I feel like she's been around since then.
Yeah.
You know?
She was at least campaigning.
Well, Carlos responded, or the limo plays. They go, our driver did not use your bathroom. We checked the vehicle cameras, and he did not enter your home. You had lots of guests over, and any of them could have done what you claim our wonderful driver Carlos did. Our driver have GPS systems that work with current events and traffic. Chicago often has festivals, and we have to work our way around them. It is not your place to tell him how to do his job. Our drivers asked for a gentleman's phone number, actually, because they don't ever want to seem inappropriate asking for a lady's phone number. It seems to me the only person here who is sexist, my dear, is you. I don't know where you come to your conclusion that you were emasculating him. Maybe you hoped you were. Your language is horrendous and lewd. Just your rant here makes me feel embarrassed for you. Also, wow, that's pretty insulting that you refer to women who like to take a lot of pics at their events as dumb female.
Yeah.
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 You know?
That's the important work the mayor should be doing, you know?
She's pissed off.
Yeah, Yelp review, you know? She thinks Yelping a Burger King.
I mean, we can find out right now. Was she in office?
Or? I don't know. She thinks she can just go around big dicking everyone in Chicago.
She's got the biggest goddamn dick in all of Chicago.
In Chicago. I mean, the fact that she'd do this to Italian Americans, it's ridiculous.
Oh, she served since 2019. So in 2017, she was just a ratchet leaving deplorable reviews. And she's stealing catalytic converters.
Eating pickles.
Yeah, fucking, you know, playing fucking. She was probably talking on speakerphone in public. Like, that's not a problem. A very ratchet thing to do whenever you're on, like, public transportation and somebody's just listening to music on their phone out loud.
Yeah, she's listening to Chief Keef.
Yeah. Well, that's cool of her. I like that.
You like that?
Louder with Crowder subreddit.
This is a Louder with Crowder
subreddit.
Wait,
why are you on the
Because it was that was where the Lori Lightfoot thing was. I don't know.
That's nice.
Good for her. She's a little nuts. Did you see Patrick Mahomes tell his girlfriend to stop fucking having a resting bitch face? I like that. I like when they keep him in line. Patrick told me no more resting bitch face. He's like sitting courtside. And look at her face. She's like, oh my God. He told me no more resting bitch face. And then she makes a big eyes thing.
She seems fucking crazy.
Oh yeah, she seems nuts.
She's crazier than a shit.
She is nuts. She has
look
fucking
act.
There's a closet full of his semen.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's cobwebs in that head.
Oh yeah, look at her.
Good lord.
Oh, she's nuts. She's a kook.
No, the shit that Jackson Mahomes is getting right now, she's tied in with it. They're just like, why are these people?
Why are they associated with Patrick?
His
Mahomes.
Girlfriend's an idiot. Jackson's an idiot.
Yeah, his brother is like a fucking. You know, he's on like TikTok doing like blackface and shit. Or he's black.
Oh, right.
He's on TikTok doing his like dark slanty eyed videos or whatever he does.
Yeah, he had a Instagram story where he's just like, the media's ruining my life.
Well, he did a dance on TikTok where Sean Taylor's memorial.
I know, yeah.
At a game, and
well,
like,
it was on his number.
Yeah,
you could say he probably didn't even know he was standing on Sean Taylor's number, but you know that's no excuse.
This is what comes when you're a big deal. You know, you got to bring your retarded family members along with you.
I mean, you know, Logan Paul didn't get that excuse. Why should you?
His brother didn't get invited to his bachelor party. Because he's like, I just know you're going to pull some
fucking
Steve Buscemi out of the wedding singer type shit. Jackson Mahomes is up there. Like, best guitar player in the world, pop. Thank you very much. Self-taught, no lessons. Ow!
I could throw a football too, pop, but you didn't care.
He keeps trying to show his daddy he can throw a spiral too.
Yeah, he throws it through the bass drum.
His dad stands up and says, you're a fucking embarrassment, Jackson. Get out of here. And then he turns to Patrick's girlfriend. He goes, and enough of your resting bitch face. You people are bringing down my all-star son. You see, imagine you're this guy. You're this stud, right? And you got... This is your girlfriend's fucking squeaky from. You got the fucking head of the Manson family, of the girls department of the Manson family is your girlfriend. And then look at your brother, this guy, this just fuck boy.
That guy looks weird.
This guy
shit.
This guy is the reason they sell like ripped pants and like, you know, like expensive products that they like make look old and shitty.
It looks like when we all breed into one race, it's just, it's going to
it
like
is.
That
it's day, that guy. Yeah. He looks like an emoji kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, she does look like she's about to try to
look
assassinate
at,
President
look,
Ford.
Look at her. She looks like she's
about going on behind those
Patrick
eyes.
Mahomes' no. girlfriend looks like she's about to put on a diaper and drive to fucking Tampa to kill somebody. Remember that astronaut?
That was crazy. She was cool too.
He's dating her now. That's nice.
Oh, God.
She's got to have some kind of dirt on him or something. Why would you stay with her?
It is. Well, I think he's like a real religious, like wholesome dude.
Okay.
So he maybe cheats, but he probably feels like he has to stay with
her. That seems like quarterback
her.
Image, though. I mean, his brother. Look at how his brother
acts.
She's
probably fun, you know. She's probably fun.
Yeah.
Might be fun.
Yeah?
I guess. I think she just lets him do whatever he wants. Probably is allowed to, like, fuck other women. She's just taken care of.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to think that's what it is. Football players, sometimes, especially the stars, will have, like, ugly girlfriends.
It is shocking.
I mean, is he a charismatic dude?
Not
really.
He kind
of sounds goofy.
Yeah, he may just be fucking boring, and she's just, but like, he's that like, may be the best he can get.
But he's, he's, like, probably the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
Talking. I mean, he sounds kind of goofy. Like, he doesn't sound...
Let me hear.
He sounds like, yeah, froggish. Yeah, like, he sounds like a frog.
Kind. Sounds like Kermit?
Yeah, he has, like, a Kermit voice.
I mean, like, honestly.
Kansas City's newest is.
You may just be a fucking cornball, man.
We could not let that slide today as the Chiefs return to work. Good time for him. His voice, not that that's anything new for him.
Yeah, I have. I've heard it since I was in like seventh grade. So, but it's something that I've kind of embraced. And the guys, Kelsey, Tyreek, and those guys throw some shots at me, but don't worry, I throw shots back.
So he sounds a little goofy. That shouldn't get in the way. You shouldn't have to keep fucking dating this fucking Tim Burton character.
He may just be a fucking cornball, man.
You're the face of the NFL. You can fuck anybody.
Maybe you can't.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, he can. He can fuck anybody.
And he can fuck a lot of women that look better than her. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe he's just...
Football players can fuck anybody.
Maybe that's just who he likes, you know?
Football players can fuck anybody, whether they consent or not.
Yeah.
And that we have learned through the great Ben Roethlisberger, who has has an Airbnb in a bathroom stall that he rents to his buddies. But yeah. So what is it? Biden made an embarrassing gaffe, didn't he?
Oh, this is great.
He doesn't know what country is at
look
war.
Look at how... Look at these two fucking bitches behind him.
Yeah.
They look insane.
Pelosi's, I mean, out of her fucking mind.
Remember how much they were standing Kamala Harris during the election?
Yeah, and she doesn't
speak.
She's
horrible.
She has nothing to say about anything.
Horrible.
This is Kamala. Ask me a question. I'll be Kamala Harris. Ask me like a political question.
What are we going to do about the water in Flint, Michigan?
Well, we are... I am Vice President Kamala Harris. And Joe Biden is President of the United States.
Okay, code switch a little bit more.
Listen, motherfucker. Listen up, motherfucker. Okay, I am Kamala Harris. I am Vice President. I am the first female black Vice President of the United States of America. Joe Biden is President, okay? And we will remain in office until 2024.
I've never seen a more useless right? two people. Yeah.
All right, Playboy. And check out my chucks. You see these chucks?
I was going to wait for you to do that. In the back of my
check out my sick chucks.
And then she'd go into something about like, it's like, what we're doing for the folks in Flint, Michigan is we have a system set up for a black female small business owners to potentially get what Joe Biden
is the president. That's every answer.
Yeah.
God, she looks like shit.
I mean, Nancy Pelosi. I don't know what she was
doing.
She was like
fucking
jacking off her wrists in the back of the speech.
Kept alive by stocks.
She's hiding her hands right now.
So here's our president.
And the world is clearly choosing the side of peace and security. This is the real test. And it's going to take time. So let us continue to draw inspiration from the iron will of the Ukrainian people.
Yeah.
To our fellow Ukrainian Americans.
Look at these people.
Who forged the deep bond that connects our two nations. We stand with you. We stand with you.
Everyone running the country is just like Livia Soprano. It's like insane. It's just a bunch of Livias running.
I know. The
fucking
State of the Union was, it's all a big nothing.
It's all a big, poor you. That's what they said to Ukraine.
Poor you.
Circle
You're
Kiev
just going to blame
tanks,
your mother.
But he'll never gain the hearts and souls of the Iranian people.
They really want to go to war.
He'll never extinguish their love of freedom. And he
oh, he just said it. And Kamala gets a little uncomfortable.
He'll never extinguish their love of freedom.
Oh, wait, say it again.
But he'll never gain the hearts and souls of the Iranian people. he'll never extinguish their love
She's
of
like,
freedom.
She's like, God damn it.
And he will never, never weaken the resolve of the
Pelosi's
world.
Pelosi's like, Iranian people, is that a new stock?
Oh, They give a standing O.
They give a standing O to him saying the wrong country.
Where's the fucking lie?
Play that video of the newscaster bringing up Biden's picture by mistake.
Oh yeah, that shit rocked.
I also sent that to you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's in there somewhere.
All right. How was work today, Johnny? As I find this, you fucking fun. You break up any more marriages?
No, I just I'm exhausted. I think this Ukraine thing set me off.
The Ukraine thing made you exhausted, you think?
Yeah, I'm just like fried politically.
Look at this. Look at the other guy laugh. A 71-year-old man is accused of pedophilia today. They bring up Joe Biden's picture. Oh, that's too good.
I know. Yeah. And then it just opens up everyone to be like, remember all that shit they called him Creepy Joe in DC before?
Yeah.
He groping. He has like a whole compilation of groping kids.
He's just like, he's completely senile.
Yeah, no, he's like.
He's utterly senile.
Yeah.
He can't speak.
No, it's really, it's terrifying.
He cannot speak.
It's terrifying.
The man is running. He's in charge of the nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
I know. What if he's on his period?
Well, what's the latest? Are they going to get involved?
Are we out of shit? What's going on here?
We're not out of shit. I'm just saying.
I don't want to go on a big fucking rant.
No, whatever.
They want to go to war.
They really do.
They want to go to fucking war.
Yeah, these people that
they really want to fucking go to war. And here's the worst thing about the cocksucker. He's talking about how he's gonna ban assault weapons and high capacity magazines, and it doesn't infringe on the Second Amendment. Meanwhile, they're lauding the fucking select. These people in Ukraine are just getting handed select fire AK-47s in defense of their country, which is literally what the Second Amendment was meant for.
Right,
and they're just applauding them.
Yeah,
it's you know, it's like fuck yourself, you cock. They are just. They are the most. They're just sick lizard people. And you know, I was living. I had a friend at one point.
Ukrainians. No.
Yes. I mean, well, honestly, Russians are like fucking orcs. But the thing is like, you know, it's like I'm sitting. You know, I had a buddy one time who said the only conclusion I could come to at this point is that the world is literally being run by actual demons. Like I he went so far down the political rabbit
hole. I'd say so.
And it's like I can't. I have no other. They must be literal satanic demons that are just running the world because it is the sickest shit that's being happening day in and day out.
Yeah, I love the narrative that it's like we need to stand with the Ukrainian people and ensure end of world, like the end of the world, basically. Yeah. Like we need to support them, and by supporting them, we need to possibly kill like 400 million.
And people. I hate the fucking like. You know, vibe, the, like, Twitter social justice vibe they're having about this war. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This, like, yeah, we stand with you. I'm going to wear my little fucking scarf, and I'm going to wear my little fucking handkerchief that's this blue and yellow. Suck my
and
ass.
And then that narrative where it's like...
Do you think they did that in World War II? Do you think fucking Eisenhower was coming out with a little fucking Polish flag in his fucking suit?
Yeah.
Suck my cock.
Right.
Be a fucking man. He's having fucking big Eisenhower fantasies, too. It's insane.
Yeah,
you know it's just sick. It's so fucking sick.
And I also don't like this thing where it's like, you have to wonder why this is more engaging to people and people care more about the Ukrainian people than like Syrians or like you know Yemen or whatever. It's because we relate to them a little more.
Yes.
I'm looking at a guy wearing a Patagonia jacket and a Carhartt beanie running with his family, and it looks a little bit like somebody. That lives in a stable society. So well, you're like, this is crazy. It's like they're taking over a real place.
I'm sorry if you're, you know, and I see this on, because I got a bunch of fucking friends on Instagram that are like, you know, there's this airstrike happening every fucking day in the Yemen, and, you know, you don't care about that. And I'm like, I'm sorry, the Yemen doesn't have a nuclear power plant where the Russian soldiers are currently firing, like, fucking anti-tank missiles at right now. Also, you know, a war in the Middle East doesn't have nearly as many adverse effects to me personally than a sustained war in Europe.
Yeah, that's the honest answer.
The honest answer is it's less important.
Personally.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't want to extrapolate on that. Kiss my ass. If you need more of it, if you actually thought for 2 seconds about what you're saying instead of just virtue signaling, if you thought for if you used an iota of a fucking brain cell, you would understand that, yes, the war in Ukraine is
much more dangerous than any recent conflict in history. It's outrageous. These people are fucking morons.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just fashion.
Yeah.
You know?
They don't tug it in Syria.
No, they don't fucking tug it.
They tug it in Ukraine. I like the Ukrainian people.
They don't have gravy in Syria. They got some weird
thing. Got some gravy in the Ukraine and whatnot. They call it some other thing. The goulash or whatnot.
Me and Devin had goulash.
We had some goulash.
It was really tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, the tug it guy served it to us. Right out of his tank.
You want more tomato paste in your goulash?
He just cuts his cock in half. Please.
But yeah, it is ridiculous that like we have to like tiptoe around like you don't get why people care more about this.
No, I'm not.
It's a country of 40 million people. No, I know, but we could be considered like racist somehow.
I saying these words mean nothing anymore.
These words.
They mean nothing anymore to me. It's like you, these people are morons. Yeah. It is, and there's a part. Here's the thing. I'm at this fulcrum of insanity where it's like on
the fulcrum
on one,
is right under the
balls. It's the space between the asshole and the balls. No, I
like getting my fulcrum scratched a little bit.
I like it when they put pressure on the fulcrum.
I love a fulcrum milking.
the thing is it's like on one hand I'm watching the Democrats being like, okay, we got to fucking go to war and support the Ukrainians, and it's all this fucking lame ass shit that's like this rah rah, like, you know, the little guy. We got to protect the little guy with all the oil. And then on the other hand, it's like I hate that shit, and I don't want to go to war with Russia. But on the other hand, I'm watching like intense comp, because the Russians just can't stop killing civilians. That's just like their thing, apparently. I'm watching like videos of like, you know, missiles hitting, you know, the aftermath of a missile hitting an apartment block in like some small town in Ukraine. And there's like screaming 80-year-old women with no arm or some shit. And there's naked people scattered around the streets. And it's horrifying.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do anymore. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to believe. All I know is that people who are think they're little fucking Instagram activists and little Twitter activists are my official enemy at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm tired of just tiptoeing.
Because they distract from us getting to the bottom.
They distract from us getting anything done.
Yeah.
And you know what? They are the ones that those people that sat around in the State of the Union, they're the ones that those people listen to the most. You know what I mean? It's like, God, shut up.
Mm-hmm. Well, as vice president, vice president. I'm black.
Just useless people. Just absolutely just non-leaders.
Yeah.
Not just absolute placeholders. I would rather.
Will we ever
have
come to a place where there's no? This country has like such little faith left in the institution that there's like not even like there's nobody elected. Like,
no, there's good leaders in the country.
Who?
Yeah, who?
Like, I don't know, but they exist.
They gotta be somewhere.
There's gotta be one guy.
They're like local. It's like a city. It's like the city council guy.
Get Rick Caruso as president.
Yeah, get the guy that invented the Americana and the Grove to run the country.
Like, we're gonna have Frank Sinatra playing at the center of every town. And we're gonna have a great water display.
Every goddamn city's gonna have a trolley that passes an Anthropology and an AMC and a Brandy Melvin.
And you know what? I'm gonna pay Miley Cyrus 3 years to live in the White House and make me look good. Yeah, get some fucking guy who's like, you know.
Yeah.
Get Gibson in there. He'd do a better fucking job.
Who's Gibson?
Mel Gibson.
Oh,
he'd do a better fucking job.
Get Gibson in there.
John just means a guitar.
Yeah. A Gibson, yeah.
Fender is running the country.
You know, it's insane. I'm just furious all the time, and I don't know what to believe, and I don't know what to think, and I'm confused, and I'm like, I feel like a dog gnawing its own fucking leg off.
No, it's crazy. I mean, it's looking like Russia's going to invade Ukraine.
What are they going to? But the other thing is they're going.
And then what?
Russia's threatening.
And then what?
You know, Sweden wants
to
join.
We can't let Russia invade Ukraine.
Sweden wants to join NATO.
A guy that's just like days late all the time on all info.
You know, all these countries that bordered
Russia.
And
I bet Biden's going to talk to him. He's probably going to call him like Iranians.
Stop the steal.
I mean, Jesus. What are you saying, Johnny?
You know, all these countries that borders of Russia, they want to join NATO, but they're panicking trying to join NATO.
I'm so sick of hearing about NATO.
Yeah. Well, NATO's been around forever.
What is NATO?
NATO's like our Soviet Union. But like, you know, you get
old.
Yeah, but it's like, and then Russia's threatening to invade them too, and it's like, oh God. We're also, dude, if they cut off that pipeline, that whatever, Nord 1 or whatever the fuck
the
it's
natives
called,
are going to be pissed, right? The Native Americans.
No, yeah. No. There's two pipelines
the
going oil from Russia.
The Russians
to
are
going to
stop the Keystone pipeline on Kyrie Irving.
Devin's driving
the
me
whole podcast.
Down.
I'm going to be guy that just, knows nothing about anything.
I'm just going to slowly put my
So you're telling me Russia,
shotgun.
They're trying to displace Native Americans and fucking in South Dakota?
We have. Is MasterCard canceled there now?
Oh, MasterCard's canceled in Russia?
They've been preparing for this moment, by the way. The Russians have been creating their own operating systems, planning that Microsoft's going to just stop selling shit to them and shit. Like, but, like, you know, if they stop the second pipeline going to Germany. If they stop the first one that is, like, 30% of Russia's GDP, we all just might as well join the army because we're going to war. That's like if we just took a knife to their fucking throat.
Are they going to, like, do you think they're going to, like, cut down trees in Yellowstone, the Russians?
Yeah.
I mean,
you suck my. I'm sorry, Native Americans. Build the pipeline.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, because we need our oil. Because
we need the oil.
Relying
we
on these goddamn orcs.
I'm sorry about the fucking
these
know,
Russian
treaty.
Orcs. They are. They all look like they're fucking Russian. Warhammer characters.
How do you know what Warhammer is?
I dabble with making fun of. I always have a reference.
That's surprising.
If I see something I hate, I remember the name of it to reference later to lambast them.
It's insane. They're just.
So if they do something with this pipeline,
if they cut off that first pipeline leading out of Russia,
then what does that mean? Why do we go to war? Why can't we just let them starve and not have their stuff?
Well, we'll then cripple the Russian economy.
Well, good. Don't we want them?
And the only way out for them is through, way out is invasion.
Now, John seems upset about this.
I'm so mad.
John is saying, what is Yellowstone? They do what with the Russians? They're upset about 1883.
They don't like Kevin Costner?
Because it's a prequel.
Like, what is going
and
on?
And Sam Elliott. And the Russians hated The Power of the Dog. I thought it was a gay cowboy movie.
Because a woman directed it?
In real time. You guys
is it because a woman directed it?
Did a woman direct it?
I mean, I don't even care what's going on in Ukraine. I mean, what's going on in Texas is more important to me.
Yeah, it is, though. That's the thing. Is also, it's like, you know, they're barely mentioned. You know, we're fucked.
Are we really fucked?
We're so fucked.
Is there any way out of this?
No.
Is there ever,
I'm calling it. No.
Has there ever been a time?
So you think we're going to war?
I'm like, yeah.
We're war ready.
Like, looking forward to it.
Because if they stop this pipeline, then why do we have to care that they're
because
rotting?
If we stop that pipeline out of Russia, that eliminates a significant amount of Russia's GDP. And the only way Russia in that moment can survive is by, like, entering a war economy and just keep invading. Mm. They can't stop now. Because if they stopped, then it would be like one step forward and like 14 steps back now.
And this is in Europe.
This is in Europe, exactly. You know,
that's why it's called the EU.
You know, it's like,
oh,
because like E and U are in Europe.
You know what's sad about this? Imagine being a Syrian refugee and making it to the Ukraine and being like, yeah. And then it's like, yeah, nah. It's like, and then they're all getting sent back.
You must feel like you're really bad luck.
Yeah. And then my other favorite thing is like these fucking social justice advocates on Instagram being like, they are stopping African students at the border to Poland.
I saw that. I saw some black people be like, fuck Ukrainians. Like, I'm riding with Putin. Because, like, you see them stop the Africans from getting on the train? I'm like, was, like, one video? Like,
yeah, no, well, first of all, it's, like, 80 people. But also, like, there's also, yeah, no surprise Eastern Europeans are racist as shit.
There's also been a refugee crisis for a while around Belarus, Poland, France, everywhere.
Oh, you mean still the leftovers from, like, fucking
2016? Yeah, I think the president of Belarus was flooding refugees to Poland on purpose because the Poland government was questioning their election, that he rigged it. And so he was on purpose, like, flooding them, and then they were blocking them, and, like, people were starving to death and stuck in this, like, purgatory in between the two countries, like, just in between two gates.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was a few months ago.
Sorry, North African man. Shit happens here, too.
So what do we get from Russia? Like, oil, basically? Like, that's, like...
Oil, timber, you know. Fucking mammoth tusks for fucking, you know. It's like, what else? Pickled fish? You know what I mean?
So
ammunition?
We could go without their oil, right? Gas.
We could go without the oil if we open up our pipeline, but we're not doing it because Joe Biden doesn't want
to
fucking do it.
Because
we'll be fine if we open up Keystone.
Because he wants to look really, like, progressive.
Yeah, because fucking retards on Twitter won't shut the fuck up.
Right.
You know, it's insane.
So what is the Keystone Pipeline? Where's all that oil coming from?
I was like, South Dakota or some shit?
Yeah, but it's like coming from like what? The
fracking? Frack. Frack everything. Frack my neighborhood. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's coming from the Coors Brewery. Yeah.
I don't care how green my fucking water is in the morning.
Banquet Beer.
God.
It's just the leftover Coors, right? The Keystone.
Yeah. The Keystone Pipeline.
Just keep fracking until all the cars are electric and then we'll, you know, just fuck it.
Frack it up.
Frack it the fuck up.
Why do we keep pretending like we can like reverse this?
I don't give a frack.
Yeah, we're going to leave the earth. You know what I mean? We're leaving the earth eventually.
Yeah.
You know? We don't, that's the other thing.
Why are
thing.
We? Wait,
that's the other thing. Soon.
For what?
Stuff.
I heard they're going to
go. What
are
we going to do?
I heard they're going to go to the moon soon.
Well, yeah. that's the other thing is everybody keeps thinking like the Earth is all we got. We got other places. We'll go to the next Earth.
Yeah,
kiss my ass.
I feel like I'm not going. You're not going.
Yeah, I'm not going. They're not going. But the time I'll feel the effects of the fracking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're gonna take the Lolita Express to Mars. Am I right? These elites.
We have to, you know, start doing shit to people. We got to start doing.
We got
to
hope we can get on that last Epstein flight to Mars. I'll
it's
tell
like
you,
a Virgin Galactic pedophile flight.
All they're taking is Bill Gates, President Clinton, and a bunch of Russian whores up to the moon. Huh?
The aliens probably don't even want.
There's going
to
be also. I'm watching these a million refugees have left current Ukraine. That's huge.
That's crazy.
Huge.
Yeah,
that's massive. I remember when I was in Kenya, they had the refugee camp in northern Kenya. It was called the Dadaab, and it was like meant to house 40,000 people, and 400,000 were living there, and that was like a massive refugee crisis.
Yeah,
it's a million fucking
people. A million leaving.
That's a fuck ton of people. And you know what? It's like I'm watching these videos. These poor families.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, I God forbid any of us are ever in that situation where you're like, okay, do I stay and fight for my country or do I make sure my fucking daughter doesn't get human trafficked in Romania?
Right.
Because
right.
I'm not around to protect her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's so tragic.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sad.
Yeah. The traffic must be crazy.
Oh,
right
it must
now.
Be nuts.
I can't imagine.
Oh, do you see the traffic jam?
Bumper to bumper.
Richie, you cocksucker.
No, it must be bumper to bumper.
I mean, it's insane.
And
you got a tank holding you up.
I can kind of relate to having to leave and as like a refugee and go to
it's like being on the 405 for Christ's sake.
Fuck, I mean, I'm saying like, I mean, I've gone to Burning Man and like it's you kind of feel like it's a big trail of. Not tears, like happiness, honestly. It's a big fun time.
Molly, give them Molly.
What are these Ukrainians? They're like, going to Woodstock.
Yeah.
It's a little, relocate.
I mean, yeah.
Walk it off.
Yeah.
That's what they're walking it off.
Poon just needs some ketamine therapy and a different mother, and everything will be
yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Give him some mushrooms. That'll fix everything.
So where they're
low dose.
Are they, where are they? Where are those? Are you farting, by the way, John?
No. This is scentless.
It smells like utter
it's
shit.
It's not. It smells bad.
I think it smells musty.
John sometimes
and shit.
Smells
smell
bad.
Like
John sometimes smells bad after work.
I think you might have a
leaky armpit. I smell great. I smell really
good. You smell good, but you might have a leaky. Oh, okay. You might have a leaky ass.
No, I don't have a leaky ass. I haven't been farting. I would have told you.
It smells weird.
And you
weird
like my farts. You said this a million
they
times.
They smell like vomit.
No, you. I've smelled your fart was bad last time.
My farts smell like algae. My farts smell like a pond. Like when you walk by a pond. It's probably because I'm done.
No, I didn't fart. I don't know what it is. Is it my breath?
Blow that again. I think it might be that.
This is
blow it in Devin's face.
Let me smell that bullshit. No.
No.
It smells odd, but.
It's not that.
There's like a rotting, weird smell in
there. Maybe it's some dead possum underneath your 400-year-old house.
It always has dead animals.
I think it's a rotting. It's probably the fucking smell.
Probably my fucking sanity just rotting in front of you.
The smell of our failing democracy, I'll tell you that.
I want to die.
It stinks.
Stinks to high heaven.
Smells like hypocrisy.
I want to go to sleep.
What?
I don't want to wake up.
Where are the refugees going? They're going to Poland?
They're going everywhere, but I don't know where they're going. They're still going.
They're just still walking.
They're still walking.
You put on a podcast, they make it. Passes the time.
Yeah. Is that my
let them listen to Red Scare.
Are the Ukrainians fucking, do they even like, you know, do
no,
they?
No, they're
do
good.
They,
they're good people. They listen, that was the saddest
listening
thing.
Listening to
I'm
Matt
watching.
And Shane on the way.
Dude, I was
listening to War Mode.
Listen to
Ploppers,
fucking,
dude.
Listen to Shaner and the dogs on the way to Poland and shit.
Is it Shaner?
I don't know. They always have friends like Dewey.
Ryan Shaner is the
Philadelphia guy. Guys always have friends like Dewey and Skeeter and fucking yeah. Buster. They came over. We all farted. And
what was it? it was a good little podcast.
Love those guys.
Man, Shane Rock.
But, yeah. Yeah, so it seems like
it's not good.
No, it's just going to get worse. And you know, it's funny when Trump lost the election, it was like my buddy looked at me and he was like, you know, it was like 10 years when
he didn't lose Hitler. The election.
Yeah, he got Trump had the election stolen. No, it was like it was 10 years
Dominion
between Hitler getting
Phoenix were faulty.
Look it up,
folks.
It was 10 years before Hitler getting beaten to death and almost in a crowd.
Where's Hitler in all this?
Yeah, well,
no, there's time. It takes time. You know what I mean? These things take time. People always think like, oh, everything's fine now. It's like, no, it could change in a year. It could change in 5 years. It could change in 11 days.
Yeah,
you know, it's insane.
World keeps turning. Yeah,
and all we can do is you know, be with our loved ones.
Yeah,
yeah.
This would be immensely easier if, like, you know, my parents were dead. You know what I mean? Because I don't have to worry about shit anymore.
Are you worried that they're going to die in this war?
No, I don't care. I'm worried about my future. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Me too. Yeah. It would be hard to have a future if there was a nuclear war going on.
That'd be rough. Yeah, that'd be tough.
I don't know how we'd keep up. Would we be able to podcast?
I'm fueled by rage at this point. It's insane.
So it's like officially making you angry, huh?
Oh, I had like a manic episode last night. Me and Jordan last night, we decided to go pick him up at work. And then we went to go get boba tea.
Boba, interesting.
And
you're like the only white, you know what? You're the only white guys at the boba place.
I like the boba place.
Everyone at the boba place.
I wear
it's like, I feel like boba's for like emojis. Like
you've seen me in my short shorts.
Yeah, yeah. Went there with those.
I went in my short shorts. It bothers the shit out of Jordan. He calls them panties.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the boba place and I get a honeydew melon little shake. It's really good. And then I get some crispy chicken nuggets.
They always
nuggets,
serve
like fried.
Yeah, they
chicken.
Always serve like fried
it's
chicken.
Oh, it's delicious.
Chicken
though.
Butter
it's, and it's
fingers.
Also open till like 11 p.m. It rocks.
So it's for college like kids.
Yeah, you're talking about. Are we talking about the same place by PCC?
I don't know. There's
it's
a
really
lot of
good.
Them. It's all like boba tea.
Yeah,
bubble
so
tea.
I get there and like
boba time.
If you park too close to my vehicle, I'm just gonna throw trash on your vehicle. That's my new thing. And Jordan won't let me do it.
That's
and that
a little
just
aggressive.
Set me off. Okay. Of course, I'm gonna throw it. This guy was like 6 inches away from my fucking car, so I was just gonna leave all my trash on top of his
so
car.
So you did that?
No, Jordan stopped me, and that set me off.
You don't like people telling you what to do?
No.
Yeah, you were getting roadblocked all night last night. You can't throw trash.
Yeah.
I don't. Well, I won't.
Yeah, you know, I don't care.
It's all right. It's going to be all right, John.
Yeah, you know.
It's going to be okay.
I want to die.
I want to die. You're acting like you're already fighting.
Yeah.
This is going to be fine.
No.
Didn't you hear the president? We're going to wipe the floor.
Yeah.
With the rest of the world. They'll be eaten out of a palm.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he announced that we're going to decimate, like, Europe. And then he said we can all get back to fucking... Mm-hmm. Like,
okay. I mean, like, cool ground war in Europe, you know what I mean?
He said, like...
Like, it'd be cool if we got to go back to Germany.
He said,
like band of brothers, you know?
Biden was like, if you guys just let me fucking drop the nuke on, like, Europe, you guys can all... I'll give out Dave and Buster gift cards.
He's just like, here's a $25. I remember when I worked at the dog groomatorium, and it was like, we had these little things every Friday where we do, like, a bonding thing with all the employees, and we play, like, fucking, you know... What's a cornhole? You play like cornhole and have like big Jenga. And I fucking hated it because I had to wake up an hour earlier.
Yeah.
And Friday was always my day off. Mm-hmm. So I had to show up for this one meeting for an hour at my dog crematorium and play Jenga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They do.
And
like,
then have some guy from fucking, you know, Aflac talk to me about life insurance, which, you know. Yeah, I'm going to die on the road with 25 dead dogs in the back of my truck.
Going to war sounds better than that.
Way better than this. Yeah. And I remember they gave me a $25 Burger King gift card one time.
Nice.
And I'm picking up.
Jobs love
headless,
to do that.
I know.
Every bad job
Saint
I've ever
Bernard's.
Had. Every bad job I've ever had, like there's like a day where they're like, we're getting pizza for everybody.
Give me cash.
And they act like they're like giving you health care. They're like, yeah, we got Domino's. You're like, can I have any benefits, though?
I heard a dog explode
what about a raise?
In an oven like a hand grenade 25 minutes ago. And now you're
going to
give me a Burger
you're
King
prepared.
Gift card.
You're prepared for nuclear war. You were fucking.
That was me. Yeah,
putting
was me
dogs
ready. I know what dead things smell like, which is weird.
Yeah.
I had that in my nose for months. Yeah. Just dead rotting things. It's a bad smell. Sweet.
It smells bad. Sweet.
It's slightly sweet.
Yeah, it's like a sweetness.
It's a sickly sweet smell.
It's like a sweet smell to death.
I always tell people when you smell like a rotting piece of meat you get from the grocery store, you're getting like 1/10 of like everything, right? So it's just the muscle tissue. And now you're not getting the shit and the piss and the blood and the
Right. I always ask them like to keep that in.
Devin likes to take little shots of it.
I'm like, where's the piss and shit in the
spinal
blood?
Spinal fluid.
I go, how do I marinate my damn steak without the piss and shit and the blood?
And the cum.
Check this out.
I was going to say, remember that video we were watching about like the people who save money, and she was like throwing a party and she just bought like the fat from the butcher?
Yes.
At the grocery store?
Yes.
She was like, I'll buy a little bit of meat. I'm making this lasagna in the dishwasher, by the way.
Yeah, she makes it in the
dishwasher. And then she's like, can I just buy the fat?
That stuff's actually really good, though. I used to buy frozen lamb fat from the World Market, and it was really nice.
Eat it?
No. I mean, well, you cook. I just love gristle. It's one of my favorite parts of a steak. Okay. But you cook with it, so you get the frozen fat, and then like if you're making eggs, you just throw a big piece of fat in the thing.
Yeah, that's for like to lube it up. But yeah. She was
making a lasagna with mostly fat.
Fat and like,
and she refused
to stretch the meat.
That's disgusting.
To stretch the meat because she was like the cheapest person. It was on like it was on that TLC channel.
That's
and then
disgusting.
She cooks the lasagna in the dishwasher, so it's all wet.
Yeah,
and
that's
then she
disgusting.
Served it to
She's
a party
a disgusting,
of people, and they were all like depressed.
Yeah,
that sucks.
Yeah, but people like that exist, and that's why war is maybe
the,
not that
and
bad.
And she no. made the people like
no, she, they're the ones who survive.
You had to carry a light bulb from room to room.
What?
Yeah, they'd only use one light bulb. So like, if you had to go to the bathroom, you like unscrew it and then bring it to the bathroom and screw
Damn,
it
she's
in.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she was nuts.
All right. Ooh, the Ron Paul Institute and the Kiev Post.
Watch
Color
this.
Me here.
Watch this clip. It's amazing.
Daniel McAdams, just take a bit of a chill pill. I didn't even address the question to you. Relax. Calm down.
I don't want to relax.
No,
my
no.
country is
well,
at
then,
war.
Well, Mr. McAdams, if you are so concerned, if you are so concerned about Ukrainians, then no, hang on. Mr. McAdams, if you're so concerned about if you're so concerned about Ukraine,
so it's three people talking, right?
Send your forces and put boots on the ground. Don't lecture us here in India, okay?
Why are you
I'm not going to hear your lecture. And if you have really problems, go tell go tell the U.S.
I'm
President,
you,
Mr. Biden, who flashes.
Who flashes
his fancy credentials. Don't, Mr. McAdams, tonight.
Shiv
Mr.
Shankar.
McAdams, tonight. Play
Editor in chief.
So
the other guy.
For the West here. Do not do that.
This guy can't get a word in, right?
Hang on. You asked those Afghans.
But this guy keeps yelling at a guy named Mr. McAdams.
Falling off planes because you dumped them. You ask the African nations because you dumped them.
I don't want
you
to
go ask millions and millions of Iraqi citizens because you dumped them.
The
you people,
here we go.
You people
really
have,
at the end.
You people and your colonial agenda, sir, has wrecked the South, has wrecked the South, has wrecked the East, and don't sit here and lecture us. Don't sit here and lecture us, Mr. McAdams. We shut him down.
I'm not talking. It's the other guy who's talking. I haven't been able to say a word.
Yep. The man has gone completely ballistic. And if he feels so strongly, he should go and fight alongside Ukrainians
yeah.
who are being killed.
I have not, dear host, I have not said a word yet. I don't know why you're yelling at me.
No, I'm not yelling at you. I'm talking about Mr. McAdams. I'm talking about
Mr. McAdams.
He's yelling at the wrong guy.
I am Mr. McAdams.
He kept addressing his name, and this poor guy couldn't get a word and just was wondering why he was getting yelled at.
That's like something out of fucking Saturday Night Live.
Yeah,
that's
it's like
great.
A sketch.
I got that
Ukrainian
confused.
Guy who's going nuts.
The Ukrainian guy who's going nuts, not me, Mr.
Oh,
McAdams.
Fuck, that's amazing. Oh, that's fantastic. The Ron Paul guy.
Yeah.
I was wondering. I was
they
like,
have their
why
names wrong because
oh,
they had them all
funny.
Fucked up. That guy's the chief editor of the Kiev Post.
Oh, that's
and the other
guy's so
that McAdams.
Guy's, oh, that's fantastic. Oh, wow. Oh, the guy, that's like comedy in life.
That's like, it's perfect.
That's perfect. Nothing
that's,
could be better than
Putin
that.
Putin could see that. He'd stop.
Oh, God.
He'd realize the power of funny.
He'd laugh.
Yeah.
Don't Russians, like, if you smile around them, they think you're, like,
they
retarded?
They think you're stupid, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great people.
Also, yeah. I spent about 3 hours in Russia, and one of the nicest things anyone ever did for me happened there.
What was that?
And I got off, first of all, I took an Aeroflot flight. Which you can't do anymore.
I don't know what that is.
It's the Russian airline. It's the national airline in Russia. And domestic flights in Russia, you can smoke inside Aeroflot flights, I heard. But I took the flight to Moscow because I had a layover in Moscow on the way to Germany. And I get off and they're ripping out all the cigarette stations in the airport. And I remember I was smoking cigs. I was blasting cigs at the time. And
I was just looking for a place to smoke, and everyone was very sweet to me. And it's like, I'm sorry, but you can't smoke here. And I can't exit the airport and smoke because I need a you need to be invited.
Yeah,
to
some
enter
old
Russia.
Guy let you smoke with him in like a
yeah. This
a
old
room,
guy,
right?
This old Russian janitor, let me smoke in a fucking random room, and it was like. But the thing is like none of them smiled the entire time. Nobody really does smile. I think they think it's like a cultural thing. They think you're stupid.
Yeah. Well, it's gone great for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That lack of respect for humor and levity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe, you know, look inward and, you know, you live in like an icicle. You don't live like other people. You're wrong.
All the philosophy comes from Russia because it's the saddest, worst place to live. It's so depressing.
There's like towns who are under siege by wolves.
It like forced, you know, like Dostoevsky to just like be like crime and punishment. Just like sitting in a cabin.
He's sitting there just repeating crime and punishment. Crime and punishment.
That's all. I read crime and punishment. It's just him writing crime and punishment. Crime and punishment. It stinks. Russians. Hooey. Enough of them. Go play chess and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, go
I'll
watch
play
the
chess
because
it's Russian. I'll play chess because it's Russian.
No, I like Russia. It sucks that they have to get involved. Like the
beautiful women. Ugly men.
Big knockers. Ugly men.
Yeah.
The young people just climb fucking skyscrapers with GoPros.
Yeah, they got nothing left.
Put videos on Live League.
That whole
jumping
industry's
on
done.
Scaffolding.
Really?
Oh yeah,
that whole industry's done.
The dudes going on towers in Russia. They're all getting conscripted right now.
They're
arresting
Ukraine,
protesters and shit.
Yeah, it's just wild. You seem to arrest that 80-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see the Palestinians arresting the 12-year-old Palestinian girl who's getting the shit kicked out of her by the Israelis.
No.
Oh my God, this horrific video. Pull that shit up. It's insane. Israeli soldier's just punching a 12-year-old girl in the head.
Well, what'd she say? Did she say free Palestine? That is not okay.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, man.
Yeah, these countries, I'll tell you, they do not have their shit figured out.
She just told them they have a small dick. She's like, you small dick, motherfucker.
She's like, circumcision's stupid. That's so funny.
That's why you don't get along with your dad. And then they just like hit her.
What else we got going here? Turn on the State of the Union.
State of the Union, huh?
Yeah.
You want the Marjorie Taylor Greene? Or not Marjorie Taylor Greene. There's
What did
Lauren Boebert heckle.
What's that bitch doing?
It was stupid.
What is she? She's like mentally challenged, right? Isn't she? Like, she actually is like...
I don't know.
She's like a dumb
person. She's like a congressperson from Colorado, I think, or representative from Colorado.
Heckle Joe Biden.
I want you to go
back because
I saw
heckle.
A video that looked insane.
It's not even a good heckle.
Many of you have been there. I've been in and out of Iraq and Afghanistan over 40 times. These burn pits that incinerate waste, the waste of war, medical and hazards material, jet fuel, and so much more.
What?
And they come home.
What the hell?
Many
is
of the world's
saying?
Fittest and best trained warriors in the world.
Look at this bitch and her fucking her hands. What is Nancy Pelosi fucking doing?
She's retarded.
She's like corticate. She's like acting like somebody that when they get tackled and they have like, they're almost like paralyzed and they put their hands together. Like,
and she's convulsing.
Never the same. Headaches, numbness, dizziness. A cancer that would put them in a flag-draped coffin.
And stop sending them there.
I know.
Yeah, what'd she say?
That's
what
one
she,
of those.
What'd she
Babber
say?
Just one said. Of those or soldiers Bober, was my son.
She said 13 of them? 13 of what?
Or 12 of them. Because she's referencing like some...
Benghazi or whatever? Or,
No. It was like something he did that was a failure and then 12 American soldiers died. They probably explained it in the article.
Good.
I like that she...
I don't know for sure if the burn pit that he lived near, that his hooch was near.
His hooch?
In
what
Iraq,
is Viet fucking Nam?
Earlier than that, in Kosovo. Is the cause of his brain cancer.
They called my son the beast of my lay. Here, go back real quick. I saw this fucking thing. One more.
Heckling Biden's a good move because it could just throw him off and then he can't recover.
How did
Ukrainian invites mothers of prisoners of war to pick them up.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
He's so scary, dude.
No, but Ukraine invites mothers of prisoners who were to pick them up. Oh, like it's like daycare?
Yeah, no, they're,
they're like, Dmitry, your mom is here.
It's 3 p.m.
Igor, your mom is here.
Oh, you two are carpooling. Okay, leave, get out, go. Go, enjoy the video games.
Oh, dude, this is what a mess.
Families back home as the grim reality of war is sinking in for the Russian people.
I mean, is war that bad? Just truly, like, come on, suck it up.
God, this makes... this, I've never seen anything that makes Russians look like bigger bitches on planet Earth.
They
like,
are.
Jesus Christ,
I thought they were a tough people. In every video crying. I see, they're just sad. They're eating a fucking Hot Pocket.
Look at this guy.
Ukrainian
crying like a bitch.
Every video I've seen, it's like a Russian guy and like Ukrainians are like for they're like for they gave him a Hot Pocket and he has like a priest son and they're like, so say you are you don't want to do this. And they're like, I don't want like, to do this. Like, that's right, you fucking Russian bitch.
What I'm thinking is off camera there's like 30 dudes with AK-47
just pointing
one
yeah.
Russian, like, you better take that fucking Ritz cracker, I'm gonna blow your skull open.
Are you grateful for pizza bagel? We gave you pizza bagel.
It's Ukrainian pizza bagel, costs a lot of money.
Eat the Ukrainian pizza bagel.
I'm a neo-Nazi.
My wife make them.
The nation was left reeling today with Moscow's official announcement.
It looks like, I mean, it looks, look at this. It
looks like Disneyland.
It looks like Disneyland. Yeah. They live like, they live yeah. in like a clownish world.
The electric parade drives. There's some guy on stilts.
Yeah, where's Tinkerbell? Is Tinkerbell like the fucking chief of staff in Russia?
Tinkerbell crashed into one of the buildings.
Tinkerbell's a bomb they use.
The Ukrainian parliament's in the tiki room. They're just...
It's a small world after all.
That 498 soldiers have been killed in the invasion
way
of
more
Ukraine.
Than that.
Weak sauce.
The real death toll is believed to be...
Just heckling the war.
498 is weak sauce.
Weak sauce! Get loser!
Get your numbers up. I can bench 498.
Well, let's see what they think the real one is.
Much higher. In a bizarre appearance today, dictator Vladimir Putin went on Russian TV.
The thrust of this speech was all about trying to keep Russians on track with him and with his war.
At one point, he actually got up, then sat down again when he thought of something else to say.
I must jack off.
Fox News' Sean Hannity appeared to call for Putin's assassination.
New rule. You invade a sovereign country, you kill innocent men, women, and children, you forfeit your right to run a country, and you forfeit your right to live.
Based. This Russian POW recorded a message directly
to
his
like
mother
Ryan Gosling.
To reassure her he was still alive.
I want to say to my mom, wait for me, I will return.
Published reports that the Ukrainian Defense Ministry has even invited Russian mothers to the capital of Kyiv to pick up their captured sons and bring them home.
Wow.
That's not a real invitation. That's a threat.
Yeah, they're like, come.
Yeah, come pick them up.
Come get them.
Yeah, pick up his body.
Come get them.
Oh, that's horrific.
Yeah, where you have to be like, well, should we go pick up our son from... the prisoner of war.
My mom would be there in like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
My mom would like run there.
What do you think?
The chant no to war is resounding throughout Russia.
Oh, look at him
in
get
St.
her.
St. Petersburg,
this oh, look at this old lady.
Old
Jesus.
Lady stood up to a goon squad of armored police during an anti-war
yeah,
protest.
Yeah, but she's got a look in her eye. She looks a little evil to me.
Yeah.
She is
Lock
said to be a
up.
Childhood survivor of the Nazi siege of Leningrad during World War II. 7,360 Russian protesters have been detained. Russian troop morale is said to be in a state of crisis in Ukraine.
Look at these
and
guys.
How's this for a swan
oh,
song?
Oh, yeah, they all walked off the news.
At Russia's last independent TV news station after learning the government was blocking their broadcast. The swan song music, Swan Lake.
They love this shit.
Very dramatic.
So insane. Oh my god. Playing Swan Lake.
You really loved that, huh?
That's hilarious. It's like not you couldn't write that. That's so funny. God.
Russia's got a lot of great music though. What was the Peter and the Peter and the Wolf song was always my favorite as a kid.
Peter and the Wolf.
Let's talk about Russia as it plays behind us.
Play the Tetris theme song.
Oh.
You like this when you were a kid? No?
When I was a kid, I used to love this, and I used to have images of this going to war.
This is you sneaking around trying to get Vaseline. As a little boy.
This is me just popping around the house trying to find like the coconut oils I could jack off with. Mom, where's the coconut oil? And then my dad would come home. I'd be like, oh boy, here's dad. And he'd be like, son, give me that coconut oil. I'm jacking off, not you.
Daddy first.
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, God.
Let's get to when it gets really good, though. This song, like, slaps.
It fucking slaps.
It starts turn. This song turns up at one point. This might not. This is like the gay version. Here we go. Dun, 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 dun. Here we go. Isn't this wonderful?
Yeah.
I find this music wonderful.
That's good. You find this wonderful?
It's wonderful.
It's wonderful. It's full of wonder.
Ukraine full of Nazis.
But grandfather took Peter by the hand and led him home and locked the gate.
Ooh.
And fucked his mom.
Boom, boom. Your grandfather is home.
Let's go across the border, son.
Say there's a joint military exercise.
Can you say refugee?
That's a portable crematorium, son. Your mother's body will go in there someday. Your brother's body's already in there.
Enough of that. You know. Peter and the Wolf Slaps.
Oh, we tried to watch fucking Behind Enemy Lines.
Yeah, it's not a great movie. The Owen Wilson movie. Terrible. Terrible movie. You ever see that Owen Wilson war movie?
I barely remember.
We rocked when we were kids.
Where he's crashing in Bosnia.
The whole movie's him running.
It's Owen Wilson crashing a wedding in Bosnia.
Yeah, the whole movie's him running.
He's like, there's a lot of pussy in Bosnia.
he's starving and alone and sweating, and he's talking to himself like, lock it up. No, you lock it up. Lock it up. I think I've really fallen in love.
He's like, there's a lot of good strange in this POW camp.
In this mass grave, there's some great pussy here. No, it doesn't hold. It's like Man on Fire.
It's terrible.
Doesn't hold up either.
Those early 2000s movies are just, there's like,
yeah,
a
Collateral
weird,
holds up.
Yeah, well, Collateral, in my opinion, is one of the greatest films of all time.
Well, Collateral rocks.
And Richie always argues that with me.
It's not one of the greatest, it just rocks. Collateral. I mean, I think Fury rocks. I don't think it's one of the greatest movies.
Me neither, but it's an incredible L.A.
It's
movie. I think it captures L.A. the best, and that's that. That's all I'll hear from you on that.
Yeah.
I didn't know you guys had a beef about this.
Collateral is a whatever movie to me, and then...
You know, like Michael Mann.
And then, of course, by saying I'm not a big fan, and then every time... that comes up, that someone will jump in and be like, dude, fucking Collateral rocks, man. It's like one, it's like a little.
I like Heat, but there's just like an hour you could just take out of Heat.
Heat, I don't care about fucking, Val Kilmer's wife. And Al Pacino. I don't care about Natalie
Too many
Portman
women with southern accents.
Herself. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, why does every chick in this movie have a southern accent? It's retarded. Yeah. Val Kilmer looks cool as fuck in that movie.
I don't know if we're allowed to, but play the club scene you love so much. This has got to be one of the worst scenes.
No, it's not. It's like one of the coolest scenes ever.
I'm biased third party. I've seen Collateral probably
twice.
You
love Collateral.
No, I think it's a good movie. No,
everyone not
from
I understand
Devin has retarded.
This music doesn't exist anywhere.
Yes, it does. This is good music.
I understand Devin has dumb shit opinions.
They've never played this song anywhere.
Yes, they do.
Not in the 90s. They didn't
play it at the club in Koreatown,
Richie. Richie wasn't big in the club scene.
Richie's not hip
like us.
He doesn't get it.
Are we allowed to play this?
I mean, it's this guy posted it. It's not copyrighted.
And then when he walks in, he's like, choking people out, and everyone's just dancing around him.
You could
no
totally get away with that.
For whatever reason, with this movie, you always have to be like, that's not realistic. It is great in the movie.
It just
and
sucks.
Almost everyone bought into
it. Suspension
it's
of disbelief.
It's a fucking
for
awesome
sure.
scene.
Look at Tom Cruise. He looks like Jordan Peterson.
Yeah. Because Jordan Peterson looks like a fucking sociopath that kills people.
Yeah, he's hunting people down because they don't have their shoulders back and their rooms clean. What is this?
Tom Cruise rocks. Look at, he breaks up these women dancing. That's hot.
And then,
boom! Get out of the way, whores.
They're all freaked out. It's
a big club.
Stopped.
They just sort of look at it.
What do you do?
Somebody would have gone like this.
Yeah,
they would have run or something.
Well, they did. You just didn't see it. This is an awesome scene. I refuse to let Richie say this bullshit.
Video art they're watching.
What is this? I've never heard. I've been to Koreatown. They don't.
This is
play
a famous song.
I've been. What are you talking about?
It's a club song.
A club song.
This song exists. It's not for the movie.
Find the song. It's a famous song.
Yes, it is. I've heard people play it. Yes, it is. Shazam this shit. Shazam it.
I don't know Shazam. I was going to say, what song was playing in the club
scene? It is. You're 100% wrong.
Well, I'm sure the song is made by somebody.
It's a big song. People love it. I heard it in somebody's car the other day.
If I look up club song C, it goes club song Collateral.
Look at that, because it's a famous fucking scene.
Go by Paul Oakenfold.
I know it's a famous scene. There's a lot of famous scenes that stink.
Paul Oakenfold. Is
it's a big song. Ready, Steady,
he's
Go.
He's touring currently.
He tours with it, and he has Jamie Foxx and Tom Cruise come out on stage.
He's a Grammy Award, two-time Woo! World Music that. Award nominee.
Look at that shit.
He's a trans. He's a trans DJ.
For Collateral.
He's
the movie.
Provided over 100 remixes for 100 artists, including U2, Moby, Madonna, Britney Spears, Massive Attack, The Cure.
Well, yeah,
New
he's
Order.
Remixes songs. A lot of people
you know he's
remixes.
Played.
Regardless, that is a famous whatever remix song, and I've heard it not just in this movie. It's a great scene. This is a great scene. And then you finally think Ruffalo is gonna save.
Ton awards.
You think Ruffalo is gonna save Jamie Foxx, and then he gets out and Tom Cruise kills Ruffalo.
He's a
two-time
Grammy Award winning. Oh, he's two-time Grammy nominated.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Sorry.
And then when the gunshot goes off, everyone just runs around and like if your gunshot went off, you'd run away from the sound of the gun.
I don't think you'd be able to source it that well in a club.
Maybe not.
And also,
club.
Gunshots are kind of gunshots can be anything.
This movie's still just like you know? It's a fine.
Well, I'm not arguing. I haven't seen the rest of the clip
it's
yet.
Nothing to get excited about.
Let's play this.
Chibago.
Look.
It's a big club.
Here's the thing. What you're assuming, Richie,
nobody's reacting
yes,
to this
are.
At all.
Yes, they are. They're all like, what the fuck's going on?
No one
they're
would
all
do
afraid.
Anything,
no one
Richie.
Would do
He's
anything.
What are you talking? They would react. You might look over and be like, that or something.
That's what they're doing.
No one's reacting at all.
Yeah,
what
they
are you
are.
Talking
when
about?
When he shoots the gun off, everyone goes
yeah,
crazy,
then they
too.
React.
I don't know. This is like not... He's acting like this is way
this
worse
is
than it is.
It's a stupid movie.
No, it's great.
It's a very... Poorly yeah, made cheese
a
fest.
A lot
it
of
sucks.
Movies have are like
I do
have
think
to
if
have
you're,
suspension
play,
of disbelief.
Play, right,
I do think if
scene,
you're here's Richie, here's
scene.
Where you're missing
Hold
out.
On,
if you're
no,
an
no.
assassin, you just wouldn't go into a club.
Play yeah, you'd wait for him to come out and play the scene.
Yeah, he's only there he has
Whatever.
To kill a guy there. Yeah.
Play the scene where Jamie Foxx is like in the car and then those he's trying to escape and Tom Cruise killed the two guys
homie?
At the beginning.
That rocks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The two
yeah.
guys come up to them.
What's up,
that
homies?
That scene's really cool.
That scene kicks ass.
Yeah, play
that
scene's
that.
Really
good. You just keep telling us to play like the greatest scenes ever filmed.
I know,
because
they suck.
Hold on, not until we're done with this, when he shoots this big Asian guy. And he's sitting like Buddha.
He's literally walking through a club with a huge gun. Nobody
it's
notices.
A big bar, and also the fucking SWAT team's there.
Chibago.
Chibago! This scene honestly has always like fucking.
This is an action.
Got
this movie
me off.
Is just such
it's just
a bore.
Action.
It's not. It's great.
It's such a bore.
FBI! FBI! Get your hands in the air! Get your hands in the air, Benji!
Right, Jamie Foxx can hear it, but no one else can.
And now the club goes crazy because they got the guns out.
No one's reacted yet. Everyone's just dancing. Multiple. There's like four guns being waved in this
yeah, Richie,
club.
It's
no
a
one
giant
notices.
Club.
No one.
If you
around,
were dancing in
no
the other part, why
the
would
guns
you?
Notice?
They are. The only everyone's looking, acting like, what the fuck's going on?
Then now they notice.
Out,
now
yeah.
they notice.
This shit is awesome.
This sucks.
I mean, did you see the club scene in John Wick 2?
I haven't seen John Wick 2.
That shit was so sick.
God, I want to watch Collateral right after this.
Let's watch John Wick 2.
The only part of Collateral I like is the coyote.
Do you see
amazing,
the video
that's a
sheriffs.
Brilliant scene.
Do you see
brilliant.
The video that the sheriff's fucking blowing that dude's head off
I just said
in
I like
Walmart?
It.
Hmm?
Have you seen the video of the sheriff shooting that guy in the head in the Walmart?
No.
It's wild.
Where's that?
Look up Walmart shooting.
Walmart shooting. There's a whole laundry list
oh,
of these.
Oh, it was in Orange County? This is the one. Ooh. Yeah, it was Orange County? That's fucking wild.
Body cam video shows an Orange County sheriff's deputy shooting a
So who shot the guy? Tom Cruise?
A sheriff's deputy.
Ranch Walmart.
I'm helping. He's got a gun! He's got a gun! Shoot him!
Shoot him! Shoot him!
Oh my God.
They shoot him in the head on the ground
while he's being arrested.
Well, he's being arrested, but he's trying to reach for a gun. And they just but the weirdest thing
they
is
just execute
after,
him
after they shoot him. One of the cops goes, "Nice, nice, nice." But the thing is, the guy had a knife first, and he kept reaching for the knife. And they're like, "Why do you keep reaching for the knife, you fucking retard? Stop doing that." But the thing is like, I feel like when you put cuffs on people, they just freak the fuck out. This guy just started freaking the fuck out and asking for help.
Yeah.
And then they get him on the ground because they're like, okay, he's freaking out. He already had a knife. They get him on the ground, and then he starts reaching for a gun, and the cop pulls his gun out and just shoots him in the head.
Yeah, like execution style. Like execution style. Blows his brains out. You know what's crazy about that is probably the second time that happened at that Walmart today.
In Orange County? I don't know.
Reports that several people were committing fraud by returning items they had not purchased. They were attempting to detain people.
That's a good scam. I love that.
That's a classic Walmart scam.
They still do that?
That's a classic Walmart
scam. I thought they figured that out.
The unidentified man was shot by a deputy and transported to a local hospital. His condition has not been released. Authorities say a gun and knife belonging to the suspect were found at the scene.
Jesus.
That's him?
That's the guy that gets shot in the head. Well, why is he carrying a gun in Orange County?
He has the same shirt that I have on.
Yeah.
He's wearing my shirt.
Let's watch John Wick, dude.
Okay.
Well, yeah, turn on John Wick.
We can't watch.
Yeah,
movies.
We can't just like watch movies.
We only could watch that scene, I hope, because of it didn't seem.
Well, you know,
I just don't like Michael Mann. I don't like him either.
Me neither.
I don't like him either.
That's his best movie, in my opinion.
I don't like him. It is.
Than that and Heat, like, what's even worth watching?
The coolest thing about Heat is
Thief
just
is all
like,
right, but it's pretty dated. You know, the Miami Vice remake was terrible.
I need to see
the
that.
The Public Enemies movie was terrible. No, he's like, he's not. He has no soul. He doesn't have like
soul. Yeah.
His characters have no soul and spirit. But that I liked Collateral.
I don't see how
Jamie Foxx is great.
If you're not from LA, I don't see how you connect with Collateral, or you're just an action movie fan. And you love action movies,
By the way of action movies, that's a fucking great idea. Like a hitman making a cab driver go all around the city
in
the middle of the night.
I have no problem with the premise.
I don't. You have a weird time.
It's the way. It's like everything. His presentation. I just can't ever get into a Michael
Mann. I love
Mann
the way Collateral is filmed. I think it
you
really,
don't like the blue filter on everything.
And, yeah, and just the way people act and the way he decides to dress people up.
You got a great ass.
Everyone's like a cartoon character.
Collateral is the best representation I've ever seen of how Los Angeles feels like at night. The alienation and
I feel
the distance
like
between everything and
that,
everybody.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
People are just like, nobody comes to help because everyone's so disconnected. Like somebody could be murdering somebody like a block away. And
that's been depicted in plenty of movies.
I just think
in
the way
New
he
York
films
well.
It in Collateral is
that's
great.
Been depicted in many cities.
It's great.
Something bad is happening to someone you think someone's about to help, but they actually just like rob them or make it worse.
Yeah.
And I think the coyote scene should win an Oscar. Like every
coyote
year.
Scene's great. Love
What's
the coyote scene.
When they stop and they see a coyote and you hear like once upon a time I will call you mine.
Also, don't like the cop.
Lay your hurt under. See where you stood. You believed a cut to have no match before.
Is that Chris Cornell?
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
I will tell you why we don't run around.
All right.
Okay, anyway. Let's end on that.
You sound like Susan Boyle. That's beautiful.
Yeah. All right, so.
The shadow of the sun. So, whatever. If we're going to war, who cares?
We're all going to die. It's okay.
That's it? We're done?
No, we're I don't know. Done. We can keep going.
Actually, podcast is over.
I guess we got to save some for...
Is this the last podcast that anyone ever does?
No, this is Devin's joining the Marine Corps.
he's going to suck them all off.
Yeah, he's going to be the boy in the barrel on the way over to Ukraine.
Yeah. I'm going to be...
they have a single boy in
I'm
the barrel.
I'm going to be the Ramon
the
of,
barrel
the,
boy.
Of the Army.
Oh, okay. So we did this on the Patreon, and it was such a good bit. Okay, so let me just do a little groundwork. The Tugger guy
like
comes
the
from the
now.
Same energy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
The Tugger same
energy.
Origin.
This is like an older, like ancient Tugger guy we kind of pulled out of the ground. That me and Devin
tilled,
had.
We were working at a weed farm.
A legendary Tugget-like character that we worked at this weed farm. And
me and Devin were, you know, working on a marijuana farm. It was 8 acres, 3,000 plants an acre. Mm-hmm. It was like a Steinbeck novel.
And so there was always a threat of getting raided and whatnot.
Exactly.
And so we had a character. I had a character where I was, my name was Ramon, and I was a little gay Hispanic man, and I was like kept as like a sex slave, oh, like on the farm.
We mentioned this on the Patreon, yeah, but it was too good Patreon that I want to bring it.
Well, who knows what this one is?
Oh, oh right. Shit. This might not be the Patreon.
You never know.
I think this one should be fucking public. This is a good
one. Well, let's, all right, finish who Ramon is.
Okay, so Ramon, so one day, I don't know who came up with it. Was it you who came up with it? You came up with Ramon?
Yeah.
So we were sitting in the thing. Devin had this idea of we get raided by the DEA, and there's a sex slave that's being kept on the farm named Ramon, who's like a gay Latino guy.
And he's
just really indignant.
Yeah, he's really indignant, and he hates that he gets fucked by all the guys on the farm, but he also refuses to leave.
Yeah, that's like the
so
the
like
DEA
even when the DEA
like,
shows up, they're like, "It's you're, okay, you're okay, free now." And he's like, "No, no, I have to stay. They want to fuck me. I guess that's all I do is just get fucked, huh?"
And it got to the level of absurdity where there are these kind of steam, because it's an indoor outdoor grow up, and it was like these steam vents would keep the plants warm at night. And I had this idea that Ramon is greased up.
They would
and
grease me up
those vents.
They grease
they
up
shoot.
Ramon, and they shove me into the vent, and then they send me to a different farm where they all fucking fuck me.
They all fuck you. And the best part about Ramon,
and then
is
they
when
fly me back. They shove me into the chute again and send me to another farm.
So the best part was Ramon. The DEA shows up, and then they're like, "You want to leave?" And he's like, he gets indignant. He's like, "No." And then he looks at them, and what does he say, Devin?
He goes, "What do you want to fuck me?" I guess that's all I do is get fucked. So
I was saying on the Patreon, I'd had these really dark, like dark moments of the soul walking through these weed plants, and I would like be listening to like dark music, and then I'd just turn the corner and I'd see little, you know, Devin like in the distance. Devin would all of a sudden get real sassy and turn around and go, "You want to fuck me?"
Yeah, I'd shit my ass out and everything.
I'd shake his
and
ass.
And I'd do like the sizzle. I'd be like, "I guess you want to fuck this, huh? You want to fuck me, big man?" I used to call you big man.
Big man. And Devin, the best part about it, we had all these migrant workers from Michoacan on the farm.
Yeah.
And they had no fucking
idea
what was happening.
I don't think they liked it too much.
Devin all of a sudden was just acting like a gay Mexican. They were getting paid like half of what we were getting.
They
paid.
Were. It was legitimately
it was
racist.
Fucked. Oh, it was so fucked.
"Well, I didn't get paid the nothing. I got paid in G's." That's what I got paid in.
Ramon,
and a couple of disease.
Ramon, how you feel?
I am riddled with the disease from all of the big men that fuck me on the hill.
Ramon, did they give you health care or anything?
No.
They don't?
No.
What did you think about like your fellow, you know, Latinos not
even,
getting paid?
Let me tell you something, Richie. I can't even find a Band-Aid on this farm. For me? Little Ramon? No, nothing for me. I want to use a condom. I have to blow up a latex glove. All I did was get a fuck.
Do you feel like they treated the plants better than you?
Oh, you're damn right.
Yeah.
Oh, the plants. They are all the plants. Oh, that's the main concern. What about me, a human? For human life. Huh? One anus cannot take this much penetration over and over and over again. It's not even lunchtime. I've been fucked 13 times.
Would they at least lube you up or anything?
If we're lucky enough to have it. But when you run out, they just the spit. Sometime the hemp oil. I like the hemp oil. Because it kind of numbs the ass.
Devin would get so sassy with his body language. He'd be like walking through the farm, like sticking his ass out. And be like, I'm going to get back.
I'd like yell at my boss. I'd be like, "Do you want to fuck me too?"
Yes. Remember when they made us dig a hole outside?
Yeah.
They just made me and Devin dig a hole.
Because we were just talking too much, so they were just
they
like,
were so,
they gave us
dude,
busy work.
Fuck them.
They literally
fuck
just
them.
Told us, like, just go dig a hole. We need
we
a hole.
We had to dig
dog.
A hole for their dogs.
What?
That was, they're trying to make a dog pen. That's what
oh,
the hole was
right.
for.
Oh, right.
I remember on that farm, they had a St. Bernard German Shepherd. Go Great Dane German Shepherd mix. And apparently it bit a man in the neck.
Did it ever
remember
bite,
that?
Did it ever bite you, Ramon?
Oh yeah, what did you do? What did they make you do to the dog?
The dog was the nicest person to me the whole time on the farm. Me and the dog, we talk, we connect, you know.
You
but even the
it.
Dog, he fuck me too.
Oh God, this little Ramones.
Mi madre, she call it bestiality.
All right.
They treat me like the better.
They treat me like a dog, huh? A dog, but they don't fuck their own dog. Just the Ramon. Whatever you say. Realistically, a lot of the people, they're pretty sexy. I kind of like getting the fuck.
Yeah, that's
good. Like it?
By the big man.
You like the big man.
This man right here.
This man right here. Yeah. He got me out of the farm right there. My friend John, he escaped me from the farm. But to this day, he's still a fuck me.
I just picture being some DEA agent raising a rifle. You got your night vision goggles on. Just
they kill Ramon like they just killed that guy at Walmart. Yeah.
He's got a gun. He's my cock. He's a cock. He's not a gun. Ah, me banga.
Oh, God. Anyways. Oh, man. All right.
It's good to add Ramon. We got Ramon, the Tugget guy. We could have Ramon and the Tugget guy have a battle.
Yeah, but you just look like Gollum in fucking Lord of the Rings going back and forth. You're like,
yeah. Yeah, why don't you tug it? You want me to tug it?
Just a schizophrenic, sexualized madman.
Psychopath. Cumbrain psychopath.
You want gravy? Maybe I want the gravy on my soda.
Be nice if you take me to the Cracker Barrel before you fuck me.
Maybe I got something to eat finally. Oh, I'm going to give you something to eat there, Ramon. It's nice to meet you, Tuggy Man. I wish I could have had the lube of your gravy on the farm getting fucked. How about some fudge?
How about some fudge there, Ramon?
You're backing in the fight.
I'm glad we finally got into blood. The Tuggy Man is now offer blood today. He's got his shit coming blood he can give you. It cuts his dick off. We're retarded. We can't fucking stop.
Such idiots.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
All right.
Let's wrap this up.
All right. Well, you know, see you in...
I stand with Ukraine. The Ukrainian people, they are good people. No Ukrainian ever fuck Ramon.
But would you like to?
Of course. Yes.
That's the other thing. He's sassy. He likes it pretty secretly.
Richie, you fucking, you dipshit.
Ramon, I'm trying to meet you and learn more about you. And
it's the principle of the thing. I do not like people just assuming I like to fuck everybody, but I like to fuck everybody. But do not assume.
I'm asking you.
Why are you asking me? Huh?
Because I want to know more about, because I'm interested in you.
I don't fuck Jews.
I saw Devin's the inner clockwork working for a second. All right. Fuck.
Well, I guess that's it.
Take off the headphones, retards.
Oh.
We are done. It's time to fuck me.